WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Three Bryan men are arrested for the murder of a man 2 months ago. Last week, the case was presented to the grand jury and direct indictments were issued for 30-year-old Brandon Reed, 26-year-old Robert Jones, and 19-year-old Zaquarius Glover for shooting 26-year-old Luis Enrique Ibarra of Bryan in his apartment in April. Before too long, motorists in South College Station will start dealing with changes to cross the railroad. County Engineer Alan Munger says that the new Greens Prairie Trail extension west of Welburn, Union Pacific is installing crossing arms and warning signals.
We're targeting mid-July to get that open. Down at Drake, we'll have to make some median modifications. That'll be going out for bid here pretty soon. Just extend some curbs.
As part of closing railroad crossings at Straub and Wade Roads, Munger says the county and College Station are working on a quiet zone from Greens Prairie Trail south to Duck Haven.
You won't hear a train whistle, so there'll just be the local horn, which I think City of Bryan had a demonstration here a couple of weeks ago. There'll be a little warning horn, but the train whistle, which carries so far, won't be heard.
Munger says when the Greens Prairie Trail extension is open, UP will close the crossing at Straub. The crossing at Wade will remain open through the end of the year. Bryan fire investigators and the owners of an oil tank that caught fire last Sunday are still looking for how the fire started.
They still have some digging to do. They've done some testing, but it's still under investigation.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says this site is one of several oil tanks in Bryan residential neighborhoods. A church playground was the setting of an attempted kidnapping reported to Bryan police. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a 10-year-old girl was playing with two friends, says a man tried to pull her off playground equipment outside First United Methodist Church.
They were playing out there on their own. It was not a church function or a church event. The man did not make any threats or attempt to remove her from the playground area, so we were exactly unsure what his intent was or what he was trying to accomplish.
The 10-year-old kicked the man and pulled out his cell phone. That caused the man to leave. The children went to the church to tell their parents. Bryan police are also investigating an armed robbery at the Cash America Pawn Store on South Texas. No one was hurt and no shots were fired as a lone gunman with his face covered left with an undisclosed amount of money. Descriptions of both suspects are online at WTAW.com. For the fourth time, Blinn College has been given state funding that can provide students the money to pay for 2 years of education. Spokesman Richard Bray says new, transfer, and current Blinn students can apply for their piece of the $400,000 pie.
That includes programs like our biology, chemistry, geology, mathematics, physics, and it also includes applied science programs like dental hygiene, EMT, veterinary technician, physical therapist assistant, radiologic technology, and you can get up to $5,000.
Bray says the application deadline for the T-STEM scholarship is July 12th. More information is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple, trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
When you walk into Independence Harley-Davidson, you can get on a new Street Glide Special and ride out with no money down. Stop in today. You'll ride bigger and walk taller. Visit IndependenceHD.com for more exciting news. Experience our name, Independence Harley-Davidson.
Financing offer available only on new models 2016, 15, 14, and 13 through Eagle Mark Savings Bank. Subject to credit approval, not all applicants will qualify. Other terms and conditions and limitations may apply. Offer subject to change or cancellation at any time.
American League Detroit. Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
News Talk 1620, WTAW's 810. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine expected through today. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm mainly during this afternoon. High temperature up between 90 and 95 degrees. And then a few scattered clouds left over during tonight, down to 75 by morning. Going to be hot during the weekend. We may see a thunderstorm Saturday afternoon. Partly sunny and a low 90s, 70s at night. Mix of clouds and sun, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday, 90 to 95. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You know, it's probably the last thing you think about when you're sitting around at the table at the restaurant, but what is the calorie count of all those condiments that you might be adding to your food, you know?
It adds up.
It does. Mustard is 7 calories and contains many healthy spices, so that's good for you.
Yeah, mustard's good.
Yep. Hot sauce. 0 calories.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Go for it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does that include like Cholula and things like that?
I think so. I mean, they use Tabasco.
Most of it.
Yeah. They use Tabasco.
Awesome.
Pico de gallo, okay, which is really, you know, kind of cool. It's good for you.
Yeah.
5 calories per tablespoon, so pour it on. Now, Dijon mustard, which is a little bit different than your yellow mustard, 15 calories, but a lot of sodium in that. Soy sauce, while not many calories, remember that 1 tablespoon is a third of all the sodium you need for a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Soy sauce is like nothing but sodium.
Well, and that's why it's just yet again one more reason why we think that we're eating healthy when we're eating sushi. We're really not.
Yeah. There's this thing called coconut aminos that taste a lot like soy sauce and is healthier. It's just a healthier version. So you can find it at the grocery store.
So it looks like it and same consistency
tastes like it.
And everything?
Yep.
Wow.
Coconut aminos.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
That's cool.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, that's good. I'll try. Well, because I mean, you can buy good soy sauce, or you can buy kind of expensive soy sauce, and it, you know, depending on how you're using it. If you use it while you're cooking, it cooks away, and why use something expensive for that?
Well, and a lot of people don't want to consume soy. They're trying to stay away from soy, and so this is a soy-free option, obviously, as well.
Sure. Ketchup, 19 calories.
That's sugar.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sugar is just in ketchup.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so barbecue sauce. Now, that can be, you know, I don't know. Barbecue sauce can be a lot of different things, but it says 29 calories per tablespoon.
Yeah.
Has a lot of potassium.
That's got a lot of sugar, I'm sure,
too. Yeah, it does.
Relish, 20 calories, but as you know, lots of sugar, as you can expect.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Sriracha sauce, 15 calories.
Huh.
Unless it's on potato chips. And it's on everything now.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's coming out next week? We haven't had the I got inside information. Next week, Sriracha Cheerios coming to a bowl near you.
Oh, my.
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
You're just kidding.
Tartar sauce, 31 calories. Okay. Fewer than half of the calories, though. As ranch dressing, 74 calories.
Yeah.
74 calories.
The creamier things look, the more calories they're going to have.
Yeah. So there you go. That's your condiment update this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Certainly explains a lot for me.
We're just here to help out. It's because Sokol just came racing in. He was late this morning.
Racing in? No, he's been here.
How are you today?
Hey, good.
Yeah, okay. So anything going on in College Station?
No, not really. We blazed right through the council meetings last night. Those were done by like 7:27.
How did that happen?
Very limited number of things on the agenda.
You didn't have to do a lot of presentations beforehand. You didn't have to honor a bunch of people or groups or anything
No,
like that?
None of that.
None of that.
And the mayor was gone.
Ah.
So we had...
Does that help? Is
well,
that streamlined?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Is that what you were saying?
We had five present, and we had one participating remotely.
Okay. All right.
So that's how we had our meeting last night.
So Skype, is that how they do that?
I think it's something different from Skype, okay. But it is Skype-like
okay.
for sure.
Right.
And when we had Councilman Benham on the big screen, we put his little nameplate right there under his televised face. Yes.
I'm hoping that soon you'll be able to do holograms.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That would be so good.
We could do holograms of city council members. That'll get you on the map.
I'm making a note of that, and I'm researching it when I get back to work.
You need to come in more often. I think we always have good ideas for you when you get here.
Well, yes, you do.
Some of them you don't implement, but that's your own purpose. Yeah, okay. You got a guest here.
Oh, yeah, she's here.
I'm here.
Jennifer Nations, also known as...
The water chick.
Yes.
The water chick.
When I found out you were going to be here, I said, she can't be here. It's not raining.
I know, right?
You can only be here when it's raining.
But I thought for sure, you know, we need some rain. And yep. I thought for sure, well, I'm on WTIW Friday. It's going to rain.
Got to work. All right. Yep. All right. Not yet. Well, okay. The day's just started. So what's going on? What are we here for?
So we've got a series of three sprinkler spruce up workshops coming.
Sprinkler spruce ups.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So July is Smart Irrigation Month, right. And so that's an initiative from the Irrigation Association to get people to be smarter than their irrigation system.
Mm-hmm.
And the EPA has their Sprinkler Spruce Up campaign where they tell people, they've got a cute little infographic that shows how much water can be lost from a broken sprinkler head and a small leak, and encourages people to direct spray so it's not on the pavement.
Does it say anything about that, the pavement growth? Because that's diminished growth, you know.
Right,
yeah. We'd be watering streets if we could.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, go ahead. So, and what else?
So, the first workshop is tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 at Pebble Creek Country Club. And obviously they're for College Station water customers. But every participating household will get a soil moisture sensor and a rain gauge and a $25 gift card to put towards home improvement stuff.
All right, so in addition to the cute little graphics and things, mm-hmm. what are they actually learning here?
We will have
doing?
A licensed irrigator come in and give people kind of the ins and outs of their irrigation system, show them how to do some simple sprinkler repairs, how to change out heads. We'll talk about how to save water in the landscape, pressure compensating sprinkler heads, how your irrigation controller works, how to program it. Show you how to go through your sprinkler system and spot sources of waste. And then we'll also talk about the Brazos Valley Water Smart Network and how that collects rainfall data and weather data, and we turn that into watering recommendations.
Okay, so now you're going to do three of these. Each of them are identical?
Right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. So it lasts about an hour and a half. Need to register ahead of time?
It's appreciated but not required.
Okay. All right. So first one's coming up tomorrow, and then
mm-hmm.
when are the
next one? July 9th at Carter Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, and then the third and final one, July 23rd at Castlegate 2 Event Center.
Okay. Tell me again where this one is tomorrow.
Pebble Creek Country Club.
Okay. All right. So go out there. Again, you probably could sneak in if you weren't a College Station resident.
I mean, we did these last year, and we had a couple of people from, like, Creek Meadows. And I mean, everybody needs this information.
Right, exactly.
Obviously, but, you know, I won't give you a gift card.
Yeah. So. Dang. All right. Okay. If they want some more information about that, what do they do?
They can just call me, 979-764-6223. They can email me, jnations@cstx.gov, and I should have a... blog post coming out about that today. Oh, and we're going to have Flo the Spokesgallon from the EPA Water Sense program there too.
Spokesgallon?
Yeah.
Of course. Is this like a giant inflatable something like
this
a mascot?
It's actually a smaller, you know, I'm gesturing with my hands.
I know, which helps not at all, but that's all right. Anyway, yeah.
She was here in 2010 for their road trip that EPA Water Sense did. And so she's about the size of, I think, a gallon milk jug, just a little blue water drop with arms and legs. And so people can, you know, the EPA WaterSense program, they kind of, when they do events and you have Flo the Spokesgallon, they kind of encourage people to take their picture and do the Twitter and hashtags and stuff. So
I was thinking it was like the HEB Buddy or the Rangers Blammo.
It would be better,
Yeah, exactly. Have somebody put on a costume and come out as a one-gallon jug of water.
Yeah.
All right, so cool there. That's two good ideas today.
Flo the Spokesgallon.
Yeah.
Got it.
She does not wear an apron like the other Flo.
Like the other? Oh, the Flo.
The progressive Flo, yeah.
We've we've dabbled with other mascots, you know, in parks like concession stand and things like that. Yeah. So we're still working on ideas. Yes?
That's right.
Come on.
I'm just thinking there's a problem in College Station. Well, in all cities, about people who don't pick up after their dogs, too.
We could find a mascot.
You're looking for, okay. All right.
Yeah, okay.
I'll write that one down, too.
There are three good ideas today.
After a dog mascot. Okay. Where was I? Tonight, we have a movie in the park.
Okay.
Jaws.
Really?
Jaws.
Hey, that's pretty fun. If you could, and that's at Wolfpen Creek?
It is.
If so you could have a little animated fin come out of the
water. Yes.
Going
yes.
Back and forth in the moat.
Yes.
Yep.
God, why don't you come in here more often? We always have good ideas.
I know.
For you. All right.
Gates open at 8 o'clock, but I mean, really, you show me where the gate is. But gates open at 8, and the movie starts at 9, and you can find out more about the free movie in the park tonight at cstx.gov/movies. And then we have our next Starlight Music Series show tomorrow, also at Wolfpen Creek. Shane Smith and the Saints with guests John Bauman and Katie Hamlin.
Hey, hey.
And you can find out more about that, cstx.gov/starlight.
All right, that's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence in selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005, and with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
When every step you take hurts.
Ow, my aching feet.
It's time to call Brazos Valley Foot Care. For over 30 years, the podiatrists at Brazos Valley Foot Care have been successfully treating foot and ankle problems. You'll receive the information needed to make the best choices about caring for your feet and ankles. Take the first step to relief. Visit Brazos Valley Foot Care in their new location, 3312 Longmire Drive in College Station, next to Liberty Dialysis. For more info, click BrazosValleyFootCare.com or call 776-6060.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in the studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home Adoptables. Good to see you as always.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm well. I have a little black kitten. How could I not be happy?
Little black kittens are adorable.
Know. Black kittens are the best. They're the least adopted, but I think they're the best.
Because everybody thinks that they're bad luck.
I know. They
but
think that they're scary
true.
Or they think that, you know, they're bad luck. It's terrible.
Yeah.
They're great.
But
they're
cute and they're great. Yeah.
They're perfect. So we have Dahlia this week. She's a 6 to 7 week old solid black kitten. She's got long hair, and she was found in the local cemetery. There was an elderly couple who was visiting their son every week, and there she was kind of curled up in the flower pot on top of the headstone. So she's Aww. She has a unique story. She's an orphan, and she's fully vetted and ready to go.
Now, that doesn't really help the story of, like, scary black cats that you found her in a cemetery.
I know, and her name is Dahlia, which is a black flower. But, I mean, she's great. I'm currently fostering her, so she's great with toddlers, with dogs, with cats. I mean, she's really just grateful to have people.
Well, that's awesome. Awesome. So yes. I understand you guys, y'all are pushing the coloring book still.
Yeah, the coloring books came out last night. We had them at the Boneheads event. Thank you to Boneheads College Station. We had the Brazos Valley Derby Girls, Rand Veterinary Services. It was a big time last night. And thank you to Jill Fouch for sponsoring our project. But the coloring book is out. It's almost 70 pages.
Wow.
70 pages. It's amazing. And so we've got coloring pages, mazes, puzzles, all kinds of really cool stuff. And that's available for $10, which is pretty cheap for a 70-page
book.
Yeah,
it is. Definitely.
And it's available on our website, which is mylongwayhome.org. Click the Adoptables tab, and you can purchase it right there. You can we can drop it off for you, or you can we can just mail it right to you.
Very cool. You got anything else coming up or anything
yeah,
else?
Yeah, so we have some really cool events that we've got coming up in the fall. And right now we need volunteers to help us plan those. So if you're into party planning, event planning, or if you can just shoot some emails for us, we would love to have your help.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
Well, if you want to get more information on Little Dahlia, or if you want to volunteer for some of those things, get in touch with April and the good folks over there at Long Way Home Adoptables at mylongwayhome.org. Thanks,
Correct.
April.
Thanks.
This is Vince Hill with Your Money Now. Britain has voted to leave the European Union. U.S. stock futures are reeling after the actions in Britain as Wall Street braces for the impact. Durable goods orders sink across the board in May. Orders for long-lasting goods critical to U.S. economic growth declined across the board in May, raising further doubts about the health of the economy in the wake of the weak May jobs report. U.S.-made durable goods orders fell to a seasonally adjusted 2.2% last month after a revised 3.3% gain in April. The government previously reported a 3.4% decline for April. Volkswagen is nearing a $10 billion civil settlement, the largest in the auto industry's history, to compensate U.S. owners of vehicles affected by the German carmaker's emissions cheating scandal. Under the proposed deal, the Wall Street Journal reports Volkswagen would offer to buy back cars and provide additional compensation for owners of almost 500,000 diesel-powered vehicles with 2-liter engines that contain software capable of duping government emissions tests. This is Vince Hill with Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-513-0258. That's 1-800-513-0258. 1-800-513-0258. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
What does it take to be the best new car dealer in the Brazos Valley? At Tom White Chevrolet, we believe it takes commitment, dedication, and devotion. Commitment to offering the best selection of Chevy's best-selling models every day. Dedication to providing the best customer service possible for every customer. And devotion to delivering the best in-store savings and most competitive internet pricing available on every new car we sell. That's why in the Eagles 2016 Reader's Choice Award, Tom Light Chevrolet has been voted one of the top three best new car dealers around. And with your continued support, we will be the best. So come see me, Bubba Dixon, off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or go to TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself. And you'll see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Much Ado About Gluten. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many people have adopted a gluten-free diet on the assumption that it will improve their health. But according to University of Chicago gastroenterologist Stefano Guandolini, only a tiny fraction of the population is truly sensitive to gluten or have a more serious condition called celiac disease. And they won't be able to get an accurate diagnosis if they go gluten-free without first consulting a doctor.
A couple of months on a gluten-free diet are all that is needed for the antibodies that are detectable in celiac disease to go back to normal. So that makes the diagnosis impossible at that point in time. All of this can be prevented by going to the doctor and do the proper testing and then decide what is the best procedure.
Celiac disease causes inflammation of the small intestine, which can result in abdominal pain and fatigue, among other symptoms. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
If you haven't cut the cable yet, and most people haven't, listen up. Hi, Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Some pay TV companies are bilking customers with millions in bogus monthly charges. U.S. Senators Rob Portman, a Republican, and Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat, especially targeted Charter Communications and Time Warner Cable in a Senate hearing yesterday. The senators say that Time Warner overbilled customers by $640,000 in the first 4 months of this year alone for unnecessary equipment and programming charges. The same is true of Charter and many pay TV services. The senators claim these companies make their bills so complex that frustrated customers just give up and pay. Best advice, the heat is on. Call your provider and protest anything you do not fully understand. And don't forget, the weekend's here, so be listening for the Kim Commando Show. Plus, get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I've been cheering you on about starting your something awesome on the web. And with GoDaddy's help, you can make it happen. Whether you want to start a business, a nonprofit, or do something else, the first step is getting that perfect domain name from GoDaddy. A great URL lets everyone know what you're all about. So do what I've done and get your domain name at GoDaddy. With your domain, you can start your blog and share your expertise with the world. You can present a professional image to your customers with a great-looking website and domain-based email. And you can even connect your domain name to your LinkedIn or Facebook page so more people can easily get the information you want to share. The opportunities are endless, and it all starts with your domain name from GoDaddy. And if you're thinking, this is too complicated for me, don't. GoDaddy's award-winning customer support team is ready to help anytime, day or night. Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com/Kim starting at $1 a month. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30, 77 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Arrests have been made in the murder of a 26-year-old Brian Mann 2 months ago. Luis Enrique Ibarra was shot at his apartment on April 20th at the April Court Townhomes on Carter Creek. Initial reports stated it did not appear to be a random act. A relative of Ibarra's was also assaulted during the incident. Last week, direct indictments were issued for three Bryan men, all of who have been arrested. 19-year-old Zaquarius Glover, 26-year-old Robert Jones, and 30-year-old Brandon Reed. Due to the indictment, the details of the case have not been released. Mid-July is the target for opening a new extension of Greens Prairie Trail west of Welburn Road and South College Station.
The Union Pacific's forces are out here now, putting in the warning signals and crossing arms and circuitry to where they will have a preemption that ties into the signal going in there.
Brazos County Engineer Alan Munger says they and the city are also working on establishing a quiet zone along Welburn from Greens Prairie Trail to the south.
When Straub closes, of course, they won't be sounding a horn there any further. And same thing with Wade Road when that closes in the future. So South Dowling down to well past Tuscany Trace and Bentwood and Duck Haven Subdivision.
Munger says when the Greens Prairie Trail extension opens, the railroad crossing at Straub Road will close. The crossing at Wade Road will remain open through the end of the year. And Munger says TxDOT will be improving the intersection of Welburn and Greens Prairie Trail. No cause has been reached to last Sunday's oil tank fire in the middle of a Bryan residential neighborhood west of Blinn College and behind a nursing home.
We've been looking at it along with the engineers from the oil company. There was some interesting aspects of some of the parts and so on that they were looking into, valves, holes in things, but I don't think they've actually ascertained how it went from point A to point B.
Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowe says this site, one of several oil tanks in Bryan surrounded by homes, had severe damage where parts will be replaced. Bryan police responded to calls of an attempted kidnapping and an armed robbery early Thursday afternoon. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the attempted kidnapping took place in the playground of First United Methodist Church.
The 10-year-old female stated that a man came up and grabbed her by the leg while she was on the playground equipment. The child kicked and then pulled out a cell phone, causing the suspect to flee the area.
The children were playing on their own and were not part of a church activity.
They contacted their parents who were inside the church, and they are now safe and unharmed.
An hour later, officers were sent to the Cash America Pawn Store on South Texas following an armed robbery where no one was hurt and no shots were fired.
A man entered the store with his face covered and demanded money. He displayed a firearm and fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of money.
Descriptions of both suspects are online at WTAW.com. Blinn College has been given another $400,000 in state money to give to students interested in taking 2 years of STEM classes.
You know, if you're a student who's still trying to find your path and you're interested or you're passionate about math or science, engineering, this is a great opportunity because this is a way to get your first couple years of college paid for and discover whether these are the kinds of subjects that you maybe want to turn into a career, because they're the ones that are going to pay off down the road.
Blend spokesman Richard Bray says the $5,000 scholarship is available to current, new, and transfer students. July 12th is the application deadline.
That's a strict cutoff date. There's not a my dog ate my homework excuse there. So as the recipients of the grant, we're required to cut it off at 5 o'clock.
It's the fourth year Blinn has received T-STEM money from the Higher Education Coordinating Board. More information is online at WTAW.com. The University of Texas admissions program that takes account of race has survived another round at the U.S. Supreme Court, which upheld the program by a 4-3 vote. UT Vice President of Diversity Gregory Vincent says this proved that they have used race appropriately.
We believe that the educational benefits of diversity directly and powerfully impact all of our students at the University of Texas at Austin.
UT considers race among many factors in admitting the last quarter of incoming freshman classes. Texas fills most of the freshman class by guaranteeing admission to students who graduate in the top 10% of their Texas high school class. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon and then again at 5 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's 8:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
It'll be mostly to occasionally partly sunny for today. A shower or thunderstorm can't be ruled out, but there'll be few and far between. High temperature, low 90s. A few clouds during tonight and down to 75 for your weekend. We stay partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. High temperature each day between 90 and 94. Slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms each afternoon. And 75 degrees with fair weather Saturday night. This is Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. That's who we are. And
he's the boss.
It's been a while.
It has. He's back. He's back.
Oh.
Area man. Mr. Ben Downs.
The station just this week has apparently gone to hell.
Why is that? Why?
Because two things happened. Okay. One, what? I walked past the break room.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not through with you yet, Chelsea Reber.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Wow.
I walked past the break room, and apparently someone has poured 2 gallons of water into the coffee maker because it was all over the floor.
Oh. Now, when did that happen?
Well, I don't really know, Scott.
No, I mean,
When do you think it would happen?
I cleaned it up this morning. That's what I'm asking you.
So what I'm looking at is actually the vestiges of one of your to the corner cleanings.
So
there.
It was Scott.
Yeah. It was.
Okay, look, I picked up the crap that was on the floor and is on the counter. Okay,
uh-huh.
It's not. Perhaps
I'll just follow behind you there.
And that's okay.
With some of that homemade Febreze that you and Chelsea will be drinking in the office. That's right.
Second of all.
Well, how did the water get on the counter and down on the floor?
Apparently somebody poured too much in or...
I thought we had a button. That
yeah,
you
we do
yeah.
have a button.
I don't pour anymore.
But the random... But the water that comes out when you push the button is sort of randomized.
Mm.
Sometimes you get half a pot. Sometimes you get half a pot on the floor.
That doesn't sound like anyone's fault. It's the machine's fault.
Well, then let's talk about me walking past your studio, and there are no shoes to be seen anywhere. And to make sure that I notice it, you have your feet propped up on the tabletop.
Did she?
Yes.
Wow.
She's casually lounging back in her fine neutral posture ergonomic chair with her feet up on the counter, barefoot. Did we have anybody from college? Do we have people from College Station come in today, right?
Yeah, we did.
Do we have mayor, city manager,
people? When Jay came in to talk to me, they were not up on the counter. And I don't think he would care anyway.
And he wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's right.
It was nice knowing
you,
Chelsea.
And my shoes are underneath my station.
Yeah, it's not like she walked in from the parking lot barefoot. You know she brought shoes. She just chose not to
and
wear them.
And I showered this morning. My feet are clean.
Well, okay.
There.
Well, they were.
It's Friday, remember?
So you took your shoes off.
It is Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Thank goodness. Oh, yeah, I forgot it is Friday.
Yeah, so there.
So,
well, all right.
Here's a question that came up to me the other day.
Okay.
As a person of a certain age, I just don't know what these kids today are always talking about.
Okay.
But let's say you're binge watching. Lily and I have been what we thought was binge watching a show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we found out that watching two shows a night really may not qualify.
No. You're right. That is not binge watching.
No.
We ask?
Person of interest, they burned them all off.
Right.
They burned them all off.
Right.
And by burned them all off, I mean they were running them back-to-back-to-back-to-back to get rid of 12 episodes or 10 or something. And so I guess if you're old and you just have to go to sleep at some point.
Do you have Netflix?
Do I need Netflix?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, because obviously you don't have Netflix. That's,
I do have Netflix. I have Hulu. I have all of those things.
Well,
I have them on my little pocket phone that I have here that I can stream to the television.
Mm. How can you have Netflix and believe that watching two is binge watching?
Do you consider two glasses of wine binge drinking?
Under these definitions, have you ever binge watched then?
Have you ever binged on anything?
Or have you ever?
Have you now or have you ever binge watched?
Okay.
I guess I've never binge watched anything because two's about the limit, and especially if it's an hour show.
Well, you watch some pretty crappy TV then, is all I can say.
I'm watching Person of Interest. That's not a bad show.
Well, all right.
They're starting to kill people off and everything.
He just needs to sleep.
Earlier this week.
It's about time we're going to bed, don't you think?
It's 8 o'clock.
I forgot. I forgot to do that. Got to go to bed, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Earlier this week.
Had a tooth pulled this week. You'll be speaking in a British accent.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Ta-ta.
Monday, I came up with this. Just
simply
because.
That was cool how you played the Galleria Day Spa commercial right after you did the.
Perfect moment in
we
time.
We do what we can. Thank you. I appreciate that you appreciated that. About 2 weeks ago, I realized we do a lot of tech things here, and Monday I came up with...
And two of them have worked.
Yeah.
So.
And Monday I came up with the phrase. It's ASY.
Hmm?
Ask someone younger. And we'll just talk about that. If you hear us talk about something, you go... Because I was mentioning it to Brad, I think, because I saw a promo where a guy said, anybody who's over 25 who says they understand Snapchat is lying to you.
And that's true.
So,
in fact, Alicia over on Candy posted a tweet the other day that said something like, if he has to ask you how to use Twitter, he's too old for you.
Oh, yes. There you go. So,
well, I'm trying to use technology to my benefit because just last night I tweeted out that I found out that if you put the right hashtag on, it goes to everybody who follows that hashtag,
okay.
Right? Right, okay.
Uh-huh.
So last night I said, I've read that if you use a popular hashtag, that you can get new followers. And I then put hashtag never Trump, never Hillary, and feminist.
How'd that work out for
well,
you?
I don't know. I'm waiting.
You're going to have a lot of people you don't agree with who will be following.
Oh, yeah. Well, I figure I've got it all covered.
I liked the tweet.
Thank you.
But I was already following you, so that doesn't count.
Thanks for the like on the cat picture.
Oh, yeah.
We have a new transmitter cat.
Do we?
Yeah.
Just or
Ben.
One?
Brad would like it.
I thought they came in groups of three or four.
I gotta tell you, that's the one, that cat's one of the better looking cats we've had over there, you know? we got cats of all varieties that live over there at the transmitter site, but this one is a singularly attractive animal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Have you named it yet?
Orban.
Yep.
Orban.
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 Hey, Mr. Downs, did you hear that it's National Bring Your Dog to Work Day?
It wouldn't happen with me. First of all, my dog, well.
It's not your dog, we know.
It's a loner dog.
Yeah.
Ran through the car wash with the dog yesterday. That was a challenge. But ran through the car wash and discovered that Labrador Retriever slobber will not come off in a standard car wash. We rolled the window down. And let the dog drool outside of the car for a change.
Perfect.
And it doesn't come off. Yeah. I'm going to have to use a towel. No, I'm not. Lily is going to have to use a towel.
Because actually, those little micro claws will take care of that for you.
Well, something will.
Yeah. This is the same dog that won't use the dog door, right?
It does now.
We finally gave in.
Well, he got a remote control. You know, the dog has to step on the remote control for the door to go up or something, right? And it's something.
No,
like
we're
that.
It's a step at a time.
It's a great idea.
We have one of those things that keeps the cats from going through. It's a little thing, that a little remote that hangs on the collar.
Yeah.
So that when he gets within like 5 or 6 feet, the door opens
automatically.
But this particular dog, if you have that feature activated, when you get within 4 or 5 feet, the door goes and opens. But when the door goes, he goes and runs the other way. I think he's looking for a criminal to let into our house and show him where we keep the jewelry. But it's just.
Is there any place else in the world other than America where you have a remote control
dog door
toggle for a dog?
Well, yeah, we got to keep the raccoons out, you know, because we're going to have to move. Where there's not going to be a case if one morning Lily wakes up and goes into the kitchen and there's either a raccoon, possum, or snake that's come through that dog door,
right.
We're not even going to be able to pack. We're just going to have to
leave it.
Not make it through the day.
We're just going to have to go out the front door, close it, and find another house.
You don't live in a... I mean, you'd be much more likely than have
no,
those...
No, that's not true. We found a dead raccoon in our flower bed the other day. Wow. The dog was able to point that out to us.
I'm sure.
Is it one of the situations where you have to...
Was the dog the one that killed it?
No. Oh, heavens, no.
Is it a situation where you have to light the house on fire and just buy all new things?
I'm thinking. It's kind of like if we ever have to move, we decided... After we looked in our attic one day, we said, we're just going to have a fire.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now's the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool, or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
It was indeed an honor for this old retired guy to be invited to return to help give out the recognition on Wednesday at the Rotary 10 Business Awards and to congratulate the 10 fastest growing small businesses in the Brazos Valley between 2013 and 2015. And to hear some mighty good news from the Dean of Texas A&M's Mays School of Business, Dr. Eli Jones, who it turns out, back in the early 70s, worked with our own General Manager and Vice President Ben Downs. Yeah, Dr. Jones was a jock in local radio back then, working with the then salesman Ben Downs. Not that many of Ben's radio co-workers are now called doctors. Well, Dr. Jones graduated from A&M, has been gone for a while, but when he returned as the dean, he noticed a big difference in our towns.
In February of last year, I returned to the campus after being away from it for several years. And before I arrived, one of our dear professors warned me about rush hour traffic.
And now Dr. Eli Jones heads up one of the premier business schools in the country, and he's happy to talk about it.
We're nationally ranked, and we continue to be a top 20 public business school. I'm fortunate to be part of a close-knit and supportive community that is connected to the global network of Aggies who are willing to help open doors for other members. We are affecting the local, state, national, and global economies. We are doing so through high-impact programmatic efforts and with an eye toward truly transforming lives. Many of you are already part of our mission. At Mays Business School, we're in the business of transforming lives. I always encourage students to stay open to possibilities that will sometimes come in unusual ways. A guest speaker in one of my MBA classes said something that changed my life. I had a rewarding career as a sales executive and later a sales manager in consumer packaged goods early in my career, a path I would not have chosen had I not paid attention to a guest speaker in my class. A College of Business professor at Texas A&M saw something in me that I did not see, the potential to be a professor. After a successful career in sales, Fern, our kids, and I came back to Bryan College Station, and we started a PhD program. 4 years later, we finished. Next year will mark 20 years for me as a professor. The professor I mentioned planted a seed years before, which transformed my life once again.
It was great to meet such a gentleman and a great asset to the community and the university, Dr. Eli Jones. And by the way, congratulations to the Rotary Top 10 businesses, small businesses in the Brazos Valley. Here they are, if you missed it. Number 10, In Growth, Capital Construction Services. Number 9 was America's Choice Roofing. Number 8, Tracy Stewart, CPA. Number 7, Computers, Electronics, Office, etc. Number 6, Frog Slayer, LLC. Number 5, Magruder Homes. Number 4, Kellen Commercial Interiors. Number 3, The Barracks Construction Group. Number 2, J4 Engineering. And the number 1 growing small business in the Brazos Valley, Pittman Custom Homes, with a 3-year sales growth of 441%. Wow. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
This is Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, bringing you the quarterly real estate marketing update. Average sales price, $224,128, up 6%. Average days on the market, 92, down from 102. Currently, we have 82 days inventory. Definitely a seller's market. Call us, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, for a free market analysis for your home. 979-846-8400. Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, the trusted source creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper. Guaranteed.
Okay, this is the reason we brought you in. So you could hear this music because you haven't heard it in so long,
makes
right?
Makes me feel really good, actually.
Good. Well,
strange tingle up and down my legs.
Wednesday, the United States Postal Service announced they will be celebrating the 50 years of Star Trek with new Forever stamps issued this fall. The official dedication ceremony for the stamps will take place at the Star Trek Mission New York Conference happening Friday, September 2. The new Star Trek stamps will feature 4 different digital illustrations inspired by the show. The Starship Enterprise inside the outline of a Starfleet insignia against a gold background. The silhouette of a crewman in a transporter against a red background. The silhouette of the Enterprise from above a green background. And the Enterprise inside the outline of the Vulcan statue.
Did Mr. Downs pass out yet?
Not yet.
Is there a limit to how many you can buy?
I just got back, and I wouldn't have known what you were talking about anyway.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what they look like. It's
you know, have you ever noticed that whenever they do the transporter picture, everybody kind of has a little bit of a slump there?
Yeah, there's not good posture in the in
poor
the transporter.
Posture in the 25th century.
Especially the red shirts.
Yeah, the red shirts. I noticed that you guys made a reference to red shirts the other day, and Chesley just, you know, kind of looked at you with that RCA dog look.
Yep, that's right.
Are you talking about people?
Yeah.
Come on, you did, didn't you?
Of course.
You don't even get it, do you?
No.
You don't even get it now,
I don't even remember the reference. No. I have no idea what you're talking about. I probably was like, you know, feet propped up, more worried about what was going on with my bare feet.
That's right. There you go.
Sitting there doing
linen spray.
Yeah.
Drinking my linen spray.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have any linen in your office. Oh.
Sorry. The sofa's leather, so.
It'll just kind of beat up right
there. Have to use Kentucky bourbon with that one.
Yeah, that probably would work. A Yahoo Health poll shows that popularity of Obamacare is at an all-time low.
There's really?
Man.
Yeah.
Hasn't it always been? Is it just going lower and lower?
I don't know. Is that from the people who use it or haven't used it yet? So I'm not sure.
I bumped into, while I was in Alabama, I bumped into a lady who sells HR solutions, as they say, and maybe a trademark name, I don't know. But anyway, that's not who she works for. But anyway, and she said that there are so many people who are just like me who have put their head on their desk and said, I give up.
Okay.
Please let me hire someone who can do this. And I told her I did that, and then they gave up.
Yeah. So it doesn't even, a surrogate won't help you when it comes to that.
Since I'm kind of talking a little bad about them, I won't say their name, but it's three big letters, and they actually said, we can't keep up with what's going on. Yeah. Here's what you need to do to maybe, and we'll try to meet you in the middle on this.
Yeah.
Just call us if you need some help. Current time on hold is 1 hour, 32 Whoa. Minutes.
And again, these are people who you think would be able to do this.
They can. Right. It's just no one else. I don't even know if they can because they had to redo their software. And any time that one of the really big companies has to redo their software, that means they probably got it wrong the first time.
That's so true. Have you talked to your friends across the pond this morning?
No, I haven't. However, I have looked at the fear in Katie Dempsey's eyes next door. You know, her husband has a British passport, a United Kingdom passport.
Okay.
And so as he continues to make his move toward becoming a full-fledged American citizen, he's just wondering, gosh, I wonder if this whole Brexit thing might throw a monkey wrench in.
Yeah,
that's true.
What's the chance?
Yeah.
I was listening to Fox News yesterday. They were having a big hoorah trying to find a copy of The Clash to... Scott doesn't get it either.
I don't.
Can you help him, Brad? Is there anything that
should I
clash?
Stay or should I go?
Oh, I got you. Yeah, no, I don't.
They were playing it on this morning yesterday when they were talking about it.
Yeah.
I've already sang on the radio twice this week, and I think that's over my quota.
Yeah,
so.
You did. Yeah, dove right in. Well, the deal that we were talking about this,
go
this
your
morning,
own way.
Earlier this week, they were talking to a bookie saying, oh, there's a 75% chance they'll stay. We do this sort of thing.
It rained in
know.
London. It rained in London. That's what they said.
Is that the reason?
Because turnout was poor in the stronghold of sticking around, which was London. They had floods in the subways.
They voted till what, 11 o'clock or midnight, right? Yeah, they do that late.
And does it not rain every day?
Yeah,
yeah, but I think they had flooding and everything. They had Brazos County level rains.
Oh, gotcha. Ooh,
so it wasn't quite foggy London town.
No. But anyway.
All right, well.
So there you have it. That's everything I got, man.
All right, that's it. Okay, well, now do you have a station to run or two?
I'm going to run a station or two, but then I'm going to try to schedule in like 2 hours and 15 or 20 minutes of TV watching with that. And that's surely adding till the first commercial break of a third show will make it a binge watch.
Awesome binge.
Yeah. Yeah. High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast high-speed internet in the city or in the country, There is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I read this story, and this is so uncomfortable for so many reasons. So I'm just going to read it to you. 16-year-old Sebastian Vaughn of Memphis, Tennessee, under arrest for posting a Snapchat of killing 35-year-old Marlo Williams outside an IHOP and a post titled, "I just killed the mother bleep 10 minutes ago." This is a real story. Father of someone he sent it to the police. Did I mention he's 16?
Oh, my gosh.
He's now been arrested.
That is very, very disturbing.
Yes, yeah. It is. It really. And so, you know, I understand. That's fine. The problem is that's going to end up being fodder for people who want to sit down on the floor in the well of the house. And that's not what gun control is about.
Right.
It's not what it's about. It's about this sort of thing that we're talking about right here. And I really hate to be a bummer right here at the end of the week. But, you know, I mean, the